Next person is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, last name S-C-H-E-N-K-M-A-N. He was born 9/23/57. He was seen 10/14. Kenneth is a he's a 66-year-old gentleman, divorced from New York. No children. Moved here a few years ago. He used to be a teacher and a lab tech in Brooklyn, New York. Period. He suffers from CBA, hypertension, history of prostatitis, chronic pain, muscle weakness, anxiety disorder, insomnia, and disability, period. His medications include baclofen 10 milligrams as needed for spasm, Coric 3.25 twice a day, Depakote 500 twice a day, Levetiracetam 500 milligrams twice a day, Seroquel 20 milligram at 50 milligram at night time, Senna PRN for constipation, and Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, along with PHENELZINE 15 milligram every morning. Family history, both mom and dad died of heart disease. COVID infections up to date. Social, he doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Review of systems, since being in hospice, he's become less active, more withdrawn, given his psychiatric history. He most likely has also had a more lacunar infarct and recurrent strokes. Has lost weight, has a history of agitation, hence the reason for Seroquel and difficulty sleeping, period. An exam, 150 over 60, pulse 82, respiration is 18, febrile heart, positive bosoms, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next for JVD skin shows no rash. Assessment. Here we have a six-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of CVA, period. A paragraph in the past. During the past certification period, patient has lost weight. Patient also has suffered from seizure disorder, is able to walk with a walker, but that has become more of a problem, period. He lives in a group home, has become more and more ADL dependent, has lost weight, his appetite has been diminished, and overall showing progression of his stroke, which makes the patient hospice candidate, and the decline and continuation of his decline is evident of his demise, and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.